see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study for tonight on this Thursday, 20th of February. Sorry we got a late start, but had a little trouble getting hooked up with the server. I don't know, they got a little problems there in England, I guess. That's where it's linked up to, somehow or another. Tonight, I'm going to be putting this together as I go along. How about that? I'll be talking about how Satan controls the world, how it really controls it, and really it leans up to what's really going on today. I mean, we could talk about Agenda 21 for a whole hour, and you will not get anywhere with it. We could tell you about the NRA. We could tell you about the NSA. We could talk about GMO products and all this stuff, all till we're blue in the face. It won't solve a darn thing. But unless you know how Satan is really controlling this world, it gives you an idea what to pray against. The reason the Illuminati puts controlled opposition, Alex Jones plus company, and all those that follow him, and those around him, and just do the little spread tree, if you will, is to placate the American public, like Lindsay Williams. He's there to placate people. That's all. He works for the Illuminati. Pretends he's got some kind of, you know, guy out there that feeds him all this information. Now, one of these days, it's going to hit. But right now, they're there only to cause trouble. They're only there to placate the American public. That's all they're there for. That's the purpose of it. Controlled opposition. Ventura. For goodness sakes, he's an actor. Come on. A governor, you got to be kidding me. All right, he's a professional wrestler. It's all scripted out. Then he's made governor, just like Reagan was an actor. Family, they take actors, they turn them into congressmen, literally. Presidents, literally. Governors, yeah. That's what they work for. Family. You know what they do in professional wrestling that gets involved in the national, international circuit? Actors, movie stars, singers, dancers. All of them. I mean every one of them that's on the national level, international level. Family, what they really do is they, once they sign a contract with records or with some recording company or whatever, to go on TV, to go in movies, to go in acting, go in dancing, to go professional wrestling, some of them, not all of them, professional football, not all of them though. Those that's really used, they cut their finger, they cut some part of their body, I don't know what it is, in the hand, and they bleed on a piece of paper. You understand this? Their blood goes on a piece of paper. And literally, in ritual, they sign their name in blood to Satan before they get a contract. If they don't do it, if they don't give their allegiance to Satan, they will not get an acting career whatsoever. It will not happen. In other words, Star Wars trilogy, back when, for them to get an acting part in that particular series of movies, the first one especially, in 1970s, they had to be an ordained witch, a warlock, or in a secret society. They had to do it, or they would not get a part. It's that serious. Jack Black is one example. MTV, VMA Music Awards 2009. Family, they dedicated to Lucifer. You don't believe me?
Good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now listen, since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal, 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 metal. All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just want to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
They don't play around. They're dead serious. If they start to get out of that mind control, usually about 27 to 31 years old, they put them back in training or they orchestrate a suicide. They will not let them escape their blood oath to Lucifer. This is every single one of them, or they will not be on TV. Matter of fact, I've talked about this. You can get my prior archives, where their actual skill comes from being possessed. Not from them, but from the possession. It acts it out in their body. I explained this before. It's mechanics. It is physics. It's biology. It is alchemy. And it works. It's real. At your highest level of government, in every country, when they're Freemason, Knights of Malta, 33rd degree level Freemason, highest level Shriners, at the 33rd degree level, about a third of them, know the royal secret. And the royal secret is commit sodomy, adultery, fornication, murder, something that's an abomination, that in fact that abomination opens up a portal allowing them to become possessed. You understand? The lower level Masons don't have one iota of a clue of what I'm talking about. Because the secret societies keep it secret within themselves. Now, I'm not going to start off on the blood oaths and all that. I've talked about that before. Family, it's serious business. And as God pulls away from this United States and from the world, as he pulls away, as God pulls away more and more, Satan fills the vacuum. As he pull away more and more, that's how we come to tonight, to show you how Satan controls it. Exactly how he does it. Now, I've talked about it the past couple of days, but homosexuality, among other adulteries that lie in all this, is a sin against God. He takes it serious. You understand? There's no such thing as a color-coded lie. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast before I get started here, because once I get started here, I'm getting moving. Lord, thank you for letting us come together tonight in this Bible study. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity you're giving us to have our own network, our own Bible studies, our own broadcast. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible. Lord, that's the only Word of God, and we, Father, we thank you for that. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us with discernment and wisdom. And Lord, we lay upon the cross our sins, that, Lord, you'll forgive them. We name them one by one. And Father, we call upon you to give us wisdom and discernment for tonight's Bible study and protection from the blood of Jesus from possession, from demonization, interruptions, and Father, to give us discernment, wisdom, to use them in the divine appointments to spread the Word of God. Father, we call upon you for healing of our family members that we've laid upon the cross and laid before you in the past, that you revisit, Father, and bring that healing. We thank you, Lord, for that one child that was found here today, and we thank you for that, Lord, that he was found when he was abducted. And he got back safely to his family. Lord, we pray in these things, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Maybe for some of you a shock, maybe for some not. One of the main ways, the trickiest, the most evil, that Satan is controlling mankind is through the church. It's through religion. Christianity is one of the worst. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. Jesus Christ is about salvation. Christianity covers how many religions in itself. How many doctrines are so different because man makes them different. They don't follow the Bible. Which Bible? King James Bible is the only one. And there's not one theologian from Harvard, Stanford, Yale, or college anywhere, not one professor, not one theologian can prove otherwise, and never has for over 400 years. That should say something to somebody. Oh, they say they can, but they never come through, and they never have. Ever. And it won't happen either. However, there is coming a great falling away. At that point, it will happen. when the man of sin is revealed and there's a great falling away. It's already prepared for this alien disclosure, which is a big hoax and a lie. They're fallen angels and they're demons with physical bodies. And it's going to get serious. To stand up for Jesus isn't going to be that easy. Right now, people go to church or whatever. And then they get done church, they go to a brunch or something, or they go to Bible study on Wednesday nights or something or another, and bring the cookies and cakes and teas and whatever, and talk and socialize and cover a scripture here and there and some course and whatever. And they're done, and I feel good, then we leave. See, when we sin, God sends conviction on our soul. It's grieving because we sinned. But I don't like it, so I listen to nice, calm music. Or listen to, turn up the music loud, oh, I feel better now. Or I go do a good deed to make me feel better. But have I repented that sin to God? Have I answered His call of conviction? No. Or I go to Joel Osteen, motivational pulpit. Listen to a nice little sermon and feel better about myself because I sat there and listened. Does that solve it? Absolutely not. I have to take action. I have to commit it. I have to say, look, Lord, I sinned. I'm sorry. And you got to mean it. And then He will send the Holy Spirit, give you the Holy Spirit to guide you along, lead me from temptation. Religion is one of the worst of it. Look at the doctrines. You're going to find the Hindu, Vishnu, Buddha, they're going to turn violent. They're going to go after Islam. They're going to go after Christianity, Judaism, and atheism as well. Hinduism, Buddhism, will be the basis of the religion of the Antichrist, which is the basis of the New Age movement. It is not Islam. And the Roman Catholic Church is going to go through a metamorphosis, what was called a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church, will happen at some point in time and will morph into the New Age movement doctrine and criteria, secular humanism. Proof of the pudding is behind the scenes, decades ago, Teilhard, T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D, de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is known as the father of the New Age movement. He set it up to quantify it. New Age movement has been around since Nimrod, third generation from Noah. Don't, just because it says New Age doesn't mean it's 18th or 19th century. New Age is a terminology for this religion that takes in Zoroastrianism, shamanism, Mithraism, and Mithra was born on December the 25th. Tammuz, illegitimate son of Semiramis, wife mother, you heard me, of Nimrod, was born on the 24th of December. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Jesus was born in September. Through religion, Satan has controlled mankind. But religion is not all. Religion is the wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm sure you've heard of that many times before. But other ways, it's what the Illuminati call the Ashram, A-S-H-R-A-M, rays. You'll find a name called Sanat Kumara, S-A-N-A-T, K-U-M-A-R-A. That name, Sanat Kumara, is the New Age name of Satan. Notice the anagram, Sanat, S-A-N-A-T, is S-A-T-A-N. Same thing as Santa Claus. That's why Christmas is a pagan holiday, first and foremost. It's covered over with a Christian flavor. We've been lied to all along, family. You need to know the truth. You need to know what you're dealing with. Some of you might not want to hear this. I can't help that. These are facts I'm telling you. I got it documented right here in front of me. Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz. Signs of Christ, 1977, is a Illuminati textbook they use to train their little pagans. The Ashram Rays is the first one, is identified as world politics. The second Ashram Ray deals with education. Third Ray, Ashram, is philosophy, which in itself is a worthless course. Totally worthless. Fourth Ray deals with harmony, beauty, and the arts. There's your acting, dancing, painting, poetry, music, everything. The fifth Ray Ashram deals with science in the world. Every science, family, every single one. And the sixth Ray Ashram deals with religions in the world. And the seventh one deals with economics and finance in the world, with the expression of spiritual values. This is exactly how Satan has this world divided up. And each one of those rays has one high level, general ranking structure of fallen angel, the Committee of the Seven. And of the seven, you have six subunits of six lower level angels that control six additional units under each one. So that's 7 times 7 is 49. 49 fallen angels are involved in controlling this world as allowed by God because sin entered this world. Therefore, it gives Satan that power, if you will, to control the world in this way. I'm telling you exactly how he does it. Now, right now, they're doing it in the background. In these, at Wisak Festival, and they meet like 4 times a year. They meet once every century. This is exactly what happens. Remember, these are supernatural beings that have a relationship with their followers. And they do it behind the back. In other words, your presidents, your kings, your queens, your popes. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. And when they come out in full public view, this referred to as externalization of the hierarchy. This is written about by Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey brought in the second phase of the New Age movement. Helena Blavatsky brought in the first phase. Michael Aquino in 1975 brought in the third phase when he invoked the Prince of Darkness, Satan, into this world to operate. 1975 was a big year. What people aren't doing, they're not connecting the dots. When you connect the dots, you know how he works. Then you know where to pray against. Fasting, praying, exposing, and going after him in that fashion. Family, we're in a war. This is no class of religion or, you know, some kind of a, oh, wow, that's, I didn't know that. This is about how you're going to survive or not. Freeze-dried food, you're going to run out of it. Ammunition, you are going to run out. What do you do then? People aren't talking about that. People talk about in these shows out here, like you're going to have forever freeze-dried food. They're going to talk like your weapon never runs out of ammo. Well, I got news for you. It is. So what are you going to do then? You know they're targeting those SEAL members, special forces, that are not joining the New Age movement, not coming around. They're going to target them and kill them. Those that join, they'll last a little longer, not much longer. When this Antichrist comes into play, he is head of the hierarchy or the group of masters. This one individual will serve the purpose of the following. He will stand in for all these leaders, if you will, by the name of the Kalki Avatar, the Lord Maitreya, the Imam Mahdi for the Muslims, the Prince of Peace for the Christians, Krishna for the Indians, the Christ for the New Agers, and Bodhisattva, like the Krishna guy. Lord Maitreya for New Agers as well. Kalki Avatar is just another one. Imam Mahdi. Now this one leader, according to their training, if you will fit all of them at one time. Just one will. We know him as the Antichrist. They know him as the teacher. They got all kinds of names. You can call a pig a sow, but it's the same darn one. Family's going to get serious when this happens, when this goes down. There ain't going to be no fun and games. This thing was brought in by three phases where everybody slept. Preparatory phase was in 1875 to 1890, and that was written down by Helena Blavatsky. By who? El Moria and Saint Germain. As documented, are two fallen angels. She calls them aliens. That channeled through her, in some cases, was manifested before her. El Moria, Saint Germain, several others. She died 1891 early. When they were done with her, they killed her. Because the second phase, called the intermediate level, was given between 1919 and 1949. As written down by Alice Bailey, channeled by El Moria, Saint Germain was assist. Fallen angels, again, channeling occult through her and visiting her. Manifestation. Oh, by the way, she died in 1949. They killed her too. The third phase and final one, which we're in today, is called the revelatory stage. And it was after 1975. That was a big year. That's when I Am God came up, they're saying. The movies and all that. Shirley MacLaine standing on the beach saying, I'm God. The movies was reflecting all this. That was the change. Michael Aquino, who works in the Pentagon today, the founder of the Temple of Set, Satan, who works in your government, works in MKUltra at the Pentagon. He invoked Satan, the Prince of Darkness, that year. You see what's going on? And they've been coming in about three phases. called externalization. But in phases, they do it little by little. And the first phase was the present stage, which is a few isolated disciples, initiates and whatever, scattered all over the world. And they're doing the task of destruction plus enunciation of principles, preparing the way for the first organized body of disciples, initiates who's coming from certain ashrams that I've just mentioned. Doing what? I just named them. Education, philosophy, feminism, education, different programs, No Child Left Behind. You think it's Bush's idea? He ain't smart enough. These are supernatural beings giving them these events. Now you see what I'm talking about. They direct the UN what to do. This is at the highest level. They direct the Bilderberg Group what to do. They direct the Council of Foreign Relations by channeling or manifestation on what they're going to do. Now you see what I mean. Let's bring it down home. They say that members of the hierarchy, that's fallen angels, great white brotherhood, aliens, ascended masters, whatever they want to call themselves, whatever flavor they're going to use, that members of this hierarchy, fallen angels, they existed as the sons of God in the Old Testament, by the way. Same ones, exactly. Whether working in earlier stages or later, when the true externalization takes place, they'll work as members of the human family. And not as proclaimed members of the kingdom of God or as souls known to us as a hierarchy. In other words, they'll appear in some office, some kind or another. So let's be more specific. They will be the current politicians, businessmen, financiers, religious teachers, or churchmen. They will be scientists, philosophers, college professors, educators, and they will be mayors of cities, custodians of all political, ethical movements. And the spiritual forcefulness of their lives, their clear, pure wisdom, the sanity and the modern accepting of their proposed measures, programs, in any department, will be so convincing that there'll be little impediment in their undertaking. That is happening today. People aren't prepared for it and don't know what's going on. You see, people just sit back and boys are going to sneak up on them. So, what I try to do is expose this in every which way I can. Because I have unusual knowledge about it. And I just do the best I can to get it out. They say the first group that come in will prepare humanity for the possibility. What possibility? For the coming of the Christ, they call him. And the second group definitely prepares for the return itself. They'll build a future which will arise out of the wreckage of the past. It's called the dialectic. Now, what they say is the second group will implement a new religion. And by the time they come into control, the old theological activities will have been completely broken. Now, family, see there, we know that's happening now. Buddhism, quote, will be spreading and becoming increasingly dogmatic. Christianity will be in a state of chaotic division and upheavals. And when this takes place, and the situation is acute enough, quote, the Master Jesus will take certain initial steps toward assuming control of his church. The Buddha will send two trained disciples to reform Buddhism. Other steps will also be taken in the Department of Religions and of Education, over which the Christ rules. He will move to restore the ancient spiritual landmarks, to eliminate that which is non-essential, and to reorganize the entire religious field, again in preparation for the restoration of the mysteries, when restored, will unify all faiths. Do some of you know, have any idea the impact of what I've just told you? I read this straight from their planning process. I didn't make anything up. We're there. The Pope is trying to bring people together. I've said many times, I've gotten from another research, they're going to have a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. You see, the Catholic Church was formalized at the Council of Nicaea. Constantine, he was a pagan. That's a fact. Worshipper of Baal. Baal was not God. Baal is a sun god and pagan. He called himself Christian, but that was to pull in the Christians to believe him. Before Council of Nicaea was never Islam. It was the ancient mystery religions, Zoroastrianism, shamanism. And no, we're not 35,000 years old. That's another nonsense. The ancient mystery religions morphed into the Roman Catholic Church to hide like a virus. So the Roman Catholic Church then took on holidays, which were occultic, anniversary days of the occult, like April, Groundhog Day, all this stuff. Christmas, Easter. Easter is pagan. The Passover is not. Easter is, as the King James Bible proves out. The other Bibles don't show it. They changed the name of Easter in Acts to Passover. That's wrong, too. King James Bible is real. So before 325 A.D., the Council of Nicaea, the formalizing the Catholic Church, was the ancient mystery religions. When Constantine stopped the killing of Christians in the Colosseums, he then brought religion, Christianity, formalized it, stopped the slaughter of Christians, and said, I'll stop it. I'm your savior. Follow me. He became the first pope. Of course, the Christians didn't know that about, 900 years later, they're going to start slaughtering. The Vatican would slaughter 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. But nevertheless, 325 AD on to the Council of Trent, you had the Vatican. And underneath the Vatican, hidden like a virus, has always been in the shadows the ancient mystery religions, always until even today. So, as I've said many times, the Catholic Church will then morph, go back to the ancient mystery religions, which includes Buddhism and Hinduism. That's why we're seeing today, look it up right now, where the Hindus are attacking mercilessly, Muslims, Buddhism, Hinduism is the enemy. The secret societies, all of them, they are the enemy. They are the enemy in and of themselves as well. It's only partially how Satan controls it. So when that's done, that's preparatory only. The third stage, we know it as disclosure. the fully externalized, is this stage is where Christ, and it's not Jesus, and the masters of the wisdom, fallen angels, the hierarchy, great white brotherhood, aliens, ascended masters, but they're demons is what they really are, can make a public appearance and begin to work publicly, openly, and outwardly in the world of men. That's called the externalization of the hierarchy. That's disclosure. And that will be the great falling away. That's when the one named Sananda Emmanuel. Family, I don't know who's listening tonight, but we got a nice group tonight. So those that's new, I got a shocker for you. And you can look it up while I'm talking. When this one called the Christ, the Prince of Peace, the false prophet, whatever they call themselves, I call it Halloween on steroids. When the one named Sananda Emmanuel makes his show, family, what you and I, since the day we're born, was shown a portrait or a movie of Jesus Christ, blonde haired, blue eyed, and Caucasian. Well, I got news for you. Nobody knows what Jesus looks like. Nobody's ever painted a picture. Nobody's ever did any carving. There's a legend goes that there's a carving of one that somebody did and gave it to the Vatican, but who knows? They lie anyway. Like that lie they say they found in Turkey, a Bible, a $14 million pound library book, a Bible that says where Jesus gave prophecy of coming Muhammad. What a bunch of baloney. But in any case, Sananda Emmanuel, it's his portrait that we've been seeing all our lives. That is Sananda Emmanuel. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth that was up on the cross for our sins. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where'd he come from? He came from the Middle East. And where he got in the Middle East, bronze colored skin. Darker, dark, dark color, big lips. They kind of look Middle Easterner, you think? Not Khazar, blonde hair, blue eyed, and white as a sheet. Caucasian, That's Japhet. Japhet went north. England, and that's where his bloodline developed into Caucasian. South, further south went Ham, son of Noah. Further south got blacker. Africans. Middle, Shem stayed middle of the earth. Middle Easterner, like Indians, Mexicans, Middle Easterner. And guess what bloodline Jesus Christ comes from? Shem. So Jesus Christ is going to look more like Middle Easterner Indians or Mexicans, not white folk. And not black folk either. Because he comes from the Middle East and didn't go outside 100 miles of Jerusalem. But Sananda Emmanuel did. Sananda Emmanuel went to India. Sananda Emmanuel, DNA-wise, got mixed up with the tribe of Dan. Because the tribe of Dan, Queen Elizabeth II bloodline, they believe they're the offspring of Jesus. Except it's the wrong Jesus. They got the wrong DNA. Not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Boy, this is huge what I'm talking about. I don't know if y'all getting this. This is what's going to happen. He's the false prophet. What happens if he shows in disclosure? Can you imagine how many Christians are going to be fooled? Because these preachers are not preparing the people for this to happen. They're not connecting the dots. But one thing about it, the time of their actual coming out into full disclosure will be dependent upon the success of the work undertaken by the first two groups. It's not possible to prophesy this matter. So many factors are involved. And one of the factors is spiritual warfare. When you pray against it, they can't do nothing. Until the world pulls away from God, God pulls away from the world. Like when we as America start having 17, 18, what point will God tip the scale? 18, 19 states allowing homosexual marriage, taking down 10 commandments, other things. God pulls away more. He will allow Satan more latitude. That's how they do it. That's a strategy they use. People don't know this. Don't realize. So they put homosexuals in bondage. Now they let them out. They put women in bondage. Then they come up feminist movement. They put blacks in bondage. Then they come up with the civil rights movement that was planned 100 years before it happened. The whites are being placated, lulled to a false sense of security with this Declaration of Independence thing, which was planned as a model from the Magna Carta. I got it documented here as a method. This Declaration of Independence was set up by the Vatican and the monarchy to make chaos to bring order. We never won that war. This is how Satan does it. This is all documented in history and politically. In court cases. This is solid. But you know, the earnest work of the first two groups, as they come in and have done already, the readiness and willingness of mankind to learn, in other words, to follow their heresy of New Age banana baloney, yoga, manus and gurus, Wisak festivals, tarot cards, Ouija boards, dancing around the maypole, neck as a jaybird in this moonlit night, sacrifice of children as they scream, 1 million per year disappear to these pagans. And this includes presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens of countries, congress members, CEOs of major corporations that wear these robes and murder children in the darkness. Bohemian Grove is just the start. Mount Shasta, California. They've gone throughout Arizona. Asheville, North Carolina. Virginia Beach, North Carolina. Asheboro. Different places up north in the Yankees. Up there in New York and other places. Massachusetts. Witchcraft covens. Fam, it's not just TV. This is real life. So this way the first two groups work, the rapidity of which the forces restore and resurrection can rehabilitate the world, is how the responsiveness of advanced humanitarians and the intelligentsia, what do you think they got Mensa for? And this opportunity to rebuild. To rebuild, they got to show you where it's worthless. And that's part of their agenda. I've mentioned this many times. They will want to show you using controlled opposition. Now they'll show you how worthless your government is, how worthless this is, how worthless that is, and the religion. Yes, you're right, it's worthless. We got tyrannical government. We got this, got that. We have a worthless government. Oh, but we have something better. You want peace, don't you? Yeah, we want peace. Well, good, we do too. So we have a better government for you. It's a world government. Come on, come on. My children. And blah, blah, blah. It's a lie. Even Swedenborg says so. Swedenborg, 18th century, the man who spoke with angels, confirms all they do is lie. Who are they lying to? Your four-star generals, your highest-level scientists, presidents of this country, Pope, literally. The black pope, the gray pope, the Illuminati that controls this world. That's who they lie to. Because they're nothing more than slaves of these fallen angels. The first group will struggle with immediate problems in the outer world. And the second group, still within the confines of the hierarchy itself, for the fallen angels, aliens or ascended masters, you want to refer to that. They'll apply to chosen membership, the needed training, desired reorientation. Benjamin Krim has a lot to do with this. Share International. It's all connected. And they'll do the task, and this is very important to know, preparing for the restoration of the mysteries. It means the shamanism, Zoroastrianism, Hinduism, Buddhism. To restore them. And the Catholic Church will be destroyed. It will remain intact, but will take on a new theology. And this restoration, back to the old school, to where Nimrod, who, by the way, if they found his bones, they got means of cloning, by the way. And the spirit of Nimrod, the evil spirit, could come back into it. They've already restored a pharaoh. I found an article back in 1984. They already cloned a pharaoh. The Christ and the masters, fallen angels and demons, we'll call them, are occupied with the task of preparing for the restoration of the mysteries. And this restoration will fall into three phases. It will cover and include symbolism, all phases of human unfoldment. They call it going to the fifth dimension. He was prepared for that in the 1960s. With the songs that I've talked about. The three phases are, one, the stage of general recognition of light of all departments of human living. It's what they call the first stanza of the new invocation. To see the light. This matches the Freemasons, first, second, third degree. What do you seek? I seek light. Second one. What do you seek? I seek further light. And the third one is something I seek, even more light or something, when they go through the initiation. It's all preparing them for it. The second stage is economic reorientation. So humanity, oh my, my, my. Some of you that know what we've been talking about, Nisera, and peace and prosperity in the first seal, get a load of this. The second stage, I quote, the stage of complete economic reorientation, and in this, humanity is relieved of all economic anxiety and is free to receive its due wages and the right reward for all service rendered in the building of the temple of the Lord. Goodness gracious, that's the third temple. This building proceeds with rapidity. That's the first seal, what they're describing there. The stage is complete economic reorientation. In this, humanity is relieved of all economic anxiety, is free to receive its due wages, and the right reward of all service rendered in the building of the temple of the Lord. This building proceeds with rapidity. And when they say peace and safety, head for the hills in Jerusalem. Because that'll be the second seal. That'll be Third World War. They will murder 4 billion people when this happens. The third stage, the stage wherein the reward of light is received and reward of service rendered. Spiritual status is recognized through the medium of what is regarded as a major initiation. Which here, two initiatory degrees are only preparatory. It's got more mumbo jumbo here. But in this one, this stage is where the forces of resurrection, they say, are active. When the Lord is with his people and Christ has returned to earth. Oh, wow. Religion is in recognized attitude governing all phases of human experience. In other words, they're going to reduce the population by murder. They're going to bring in the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Eliminate atheist, Christian, Judaic, Islamic religions. And they'll bring the full light of Lucifer upon them. Let's translate it for what really is. If I go less than that, it sounds like I'm exposing it. But you know what exposing is, really? It's teaching. I'm exposing this New Age movement. I'm going to expose it. Well, how about rebuking it too? Big difference there in exposing and rebuking. Don't be fooled. What does Elmer Fudd say? Don't let these silly rascals fool you. Here, bunny. You see, you know, this is what these boys are up to. I've just told you what's going to happen. Time frame, don't know. God knows. What's going to happen to them? They don't know, apparently. Albert Pike, in his statement to Manzini, tells him exactly what's going to happen. They even try to hide that letter that he wrote August 15th, 1871, to Manzini, tell him what's going to happen for real. Here you read all this flower and show. But they're not reading the Bible. And the Bible reflects exactly what is going to happen. Famine, pestilence, and that's just the first 3.5 years. You know the story then. Hadn't happened yet. But you can tell we're getting really close. Well, you know, this is their textbook. I mean, that really, and how it matches what the Bible says, and how they got it all worded, just sometimes it blows me away when I study and read this. But then you know what they don't know. They don't go as far as you go with the Buddhism. But with the prophecies. So everybody's trying to look for a time frame. Well, I got news for you. I can shut that down right now. You're not going to know. No one knows the day or the hour of his return. Nobody knows the day or the hour that his patience runs out and he says, okay, Satan, you got a little while. For Satan, he knows when he's given that okay to move full steam ahead, he knows that the time for him is short also. They even talk about preparation for the reappearance of the Christ. When you hear a theologian or a so-called truth teller, any one of them, here's some key words to watch out for. When I'm talking to you and I say, well, the Christ says, you can identify me as a New Ager right there. When I say the Christ, I'm a closet New Ager. Controlled opposition. If I talk about God, I love Jesus, and the way I use it, when I hear people say all that, to see if they're true, if I have the opportunity, I've said this before, but I'll poke them. And my poke statement is, to see what they're made of, I'll say, well, I'm glad you love God, me too. I love Jesus Christ, me too. I like his word too, don't you? Yeah. What Bible you use? I use this. I use the King James. Yeah, me too. And here comes my poking statement, just to see what's in their head. And I'll say to them, that's a good thing, you know, because the King James Bible is the only true word of God on the face of the planet, which it is, really. And I'll wait. I'll count. 1,000, 2,000, 1,000. And I'll, because they got to say something. If they don't, then they believe it. But the thing is, if they don't believe it and they're being sneaky, they got to answer back one of their common cookie cutter responses. Yeah, but, you know, you really got to read the originals, though. Got them. Gotcha. Nailed you. Or, well, yeah, but, you know, you got to read the originals. There aren't any originals. They don't exist. That's something they tell them in the schools of theology to tell people. You got to really learn how to speak Hebrew and Greek, and then you get to, I said, no, you don't. And I told this to two preachers. I said, no, you don't. I said, Pastor, you don't have to learn to speak Hebrew and Greek. You didn't find any older versions out there. They don't exist. And there are no originals. And then another one will say, yeah, but King James still has its problems. Which it doesn't. So I don't let it go. I don't know what you all do, but what I do is I say, okay, and I'll pull out me a piece of paper ceremoniously, and I'll say, okay, I'm just a student here myself. Tell me exactly what chapter, what verse, which one is it? I want to know right now. And I'll sit there eagerly waiting for them to respond. What chapter, what verse is a problem? They can never do it. And if they actually do, I promise you, they will fail because they're purposely misinterpreting the Bible. There are no mistakes in the Bible. In the King James Bible, it's a perfect word of God. Inerrant. Because God promised to bring his word. He did through the King James Bible. It's above, stands above every single Bible on the face of this planet. And there's not one theologian in any college, university, from Pacific to the Atlantic Ocean, across the water, all the way over England, up north to Scandinavia, or further east to Russia, I don't really care, that can prove otherwise. They can deny all they want. I can deny I was ever born, but right here I'm talking. I can deny it, though. I was never born. There you go. I can deny it any time. But it's not true. Proof is I'm sitting here right now. But they can't prove nothing. Because they're trying to take people away from the true word of God. And that's God's business. He'll take care of that. They say, I quote, therefore I say that you can freely aid in the reconstruction work which the Christ proposes, or Master Jesus, that's another thing they use, if you will familiarize yourselves and all men whom you can contact with the following facts. Number one, that the return of Christ is imminent. Two, that the Christ imminent in every heart can be evoked in recognition of his appearance. That the circumstances of his return are only symbolically related in the world scriptures. Let me say that again. That the circumstances of his return are only symbolically related in the world scriptures. This may produce a vital change in the preconceived ideas of humanity. Whew, that's heavy. That's major. Number four, that the major required preparation is a world at peace. However, that peace must be based on educated goodwill, which will lead inevitably to right human relations, and therefore to the establishment, figuratively speaking, of lines of light between nation and nation, religion and religion, group and group, and man. And family, it just goes on and on and on. And I'm running out of boot size. It's getting over the edges of my boots already, if you know what I mean. I feel like I'm working in a cesspool right here. This is going to take so many people to hell. This is what I'm reading here is part of the great falling away that you read about in the Bible. This is what this is. And people don't know because the preachers aren't preparing them. Man, I would not want to be in some of these preachers' flip-flops when Jesus Christ judges them. I would not want to be anywhere around them. Quote, thus a great and new movement is proceeding and a tremendously increased interaction is taking place. This will go on until A.D. 2025. And during the years intervening between now and then, this is between 1977, this is what the paperwork is coming from. And then very great changes will be seen taking place. And at the great assembly, general assembly, of the hierarchy, held as usual every century, in 2025, the date of all probability will be set for the first stage of the externalization of the hierarchy. We're in the stage of forerunners. And just goes on. Okay, well, we're good with that. You see how this is doing that? Well, now, what really is he controlling? Well, music. Well, first of all, Satan's world system, in fact, includes, more specifically, commerce, politics, religion, education, entertainment, that's the arts, world kingdoms, world organizations, all of them, and many other things. Now, through this world system, Satan, on a supernatural level, can offer people power, riches, possessions, worldly honors, intellectual achievement, family, the Carnegie Peace and Foundation, he's Illuminati, Rhodes Scholarship. Cecil Rhodes was one evil individual. Rhodes Scholar, Naomi Wolf, Powder Puff Wesley Clark, General, and President Clinton. All Rhodes Scholars are Illuminati, or they would not have that scholarship. Nobel was Illuminati. You see how they do this? It's nothing but trash. It's garbage. Social prestige, as well as all kinds of sinful pleasures. Satan can give people just about anything they could want, and thus make them satisfied to remain under rule and leave God out of their lives. Now, Psalms 2:2. The kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Music is a means by which they do this. Now, we've talked about music before. When I gave you that, we did about 2 hours of it. Now, all the musicians, in fact, signed their name in blood to Lucifer. And that's how they get the contracts. When they start turning away. Now, some of the people say, I don't want to do that. Well, that's okay. But you can't work in Hollywood. Yeah, but I don't want to sign my name to Lucifer. Well, look, it's okay because if you do one good deed, it breaks the contract. That's what they tell them. One of the things they tell them. The ones that don't believe in God, don't believe in Satan, don't matter anyway. The ones that do, they'll sign their soul to the devil. Now, we covered that before, too, in that video I played the other day. Music. Music is a vibration. Vibrations affect your soul, which is energy. Now, one of the main ones, the drums. It is satanic. Of that, there's no question. Indian drums, Congo. It was like 4 years ago. I wasn't aware that Rick Joyner was a Knights of Malta, as his buddy Jerry Boykin are Knights of Malta. Knights of Malta is high-level Illuminati. I didn't know it when I went to a seminar for 3 days. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. Until I went up, shook his hand, you know, he'd line up and you go see, and I looked at his coat, his lapel, and he had a Knights of Malta pin. I said, oh, gosh. The act of worshiping God is defined as the act of paying divine honors to the supreme being, religious reverence and homage, adoration or acts of reverence with supreme respect and veneration, to perform religious exercises in honor of, to adore, to venerate God. Now, typical acts of worship include singing hymns or psalms or preaching, praying, giving, and the Lord's Supper. Now, when you concentrate in the worship aspect of music, singing, particularly to check out the drums or fit instruments. Oh, by the way, Rick Joyner's, I was going to tell you, on the second day they had some kind of stuff up front on the stage or something. They're having the people fall around and roll around on the floor and all that kind of stuff. And now, I spent a year in a Congo under a State Department project, intelligence project. I was a project manager, U.S. State Department, in Kisangani, in the Congo. I'm very familiar with Congo the drums, the African drums, and what they sound like. And they came out with it. And I could close my eyes and swear I was back in the Congo. I said, this is not church to me. I said, oh, boy. The musical instruments that are approved by the Bible to produce a joyful noise to the Lord are clearly stated. Psalms 150, verses 1 to 6. It says, quote, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with a timbrel, T-I-M-B-R-E-L, and dance, praise him with a stringed instrument and organs, praise him with the loud cymbals, praise him with the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has praise, last breath, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. The trumpet is a shofar. It sure is. It's also for signaling and summoning assemblies and sounding the alarm and celebrations. The psaltery and harp or kinnor is kind of like a plucked string instrument, translated as a harp or a lyre or sathera. I think I actually pronounced that right. Anyway, it's an instrument of 10 strings. The organ is a pipe. You know what that is. The organ is mentioned in Genesis 4, verse 21. A shepherd's pipe or flute. The timbrel or tabret is a handheld mini drum, which resembles a tambourine kind of thing. It consists of wood or metal, ranging from 2 or 3 inches to a depth to 7 to 12 inches in diameter. String instruments are the kinnor or the nebel. The nebel is a bulky kind of, I don't know, mobile instrument that's similar to a harp. The kinnor is kind of is a little conspicuous among the instruments. Not only because it's one of the first two instruments in the Jubal tribe, but it's the kinnor is an instrument of King David. It's similar to the lyre, L-Y-R-E. And it's kind of like a harp, I guess, of something. It's associated with joyful occasions. And the cymbal are thin metal plates that are usually played in pairs or produce sound when struck together. A pleasing metallic rumble of some sort. That's it. Now, so your Christian rock, with the exception of some of the words, not all the Christian rock, but some of it. See, Christian rock came from the charismatic movement. The charismatic movement came from Illuminati. Yeah, it did. And that was created to save rock and roll music, because in the 60s, there's a movement to try to get rid of rock and roll music. Well, the charismatic movement saved that when they brought in Christian rock music. Now, the drum, tophet. The drum is a percussion instrument known in forms and played throughout the world, throughout history. Essentially, a drum is a frame kind of which one or more membranes or thin skins are stretched out. And the frame is cylindrical or conical and comes in many other type shapes. It's known actually from the beginning of time. Nevertheless, it's not found in the Bible as an instrument in the worship of God. However, there's plenty of it used in satanic worship with the name Tophet, T-O-P-H-E-T. The name Tophet from Hebrew is toph, a drum. And because the cries of children sacrificed by the priests of Moloch were drowned by the noise of such an instrument. Moloch was the god of the Ammonites, portrayed as a bronze statue with a calf's head adorned with a royal crown, seated on a throne. His arms extended to receive the child victims that they sacrificed to him. And Moloch was frightening and terrible demon, kind of covered with mother's tears and children's blood. So when a child was sacrificed to Moloch, a fire was lit inside the statue. The priest would then beat loudly on drums and other objects in this so that the cries of the infant could not be heard. Such is the use of the drums. This is serious. They have a gigantic statue of Lucifer. It's been built, I forgot where it was exactly, where kids could sit on the lap. Forgot where it was off the top of my head. Just recently, actually. Drumming up demons. Psalms 153-5, but one instrument is never mentioned, and that's the drum. Drums are associated with voodoo, shamanism, paganism, and magic rituals. Drums are played to summon magic powers. And if you look at the illustrated book of signs and symbols, and using shamanic type rituals to heal people, it's believed that the shaman could communicate with the spirit through drumming. Pagan dances and rituals are always accompanied by an incessant beat of drum. Satan's music is exposed in this. Now you know. Hawaii, Indian, certain Christian services, rock and roll music. The drum rhythms can make rock and roll that make rock and roll move can ultimately be traced back to African music of primarily spiritual or ritual in nature. You know, Little Richard, which was mentioned on the tape of the video, a self-professed architect of rock and roll, He readily admits that Satan's control and influence in his life and rock music. Quote, "My true belief about rock and roll is this. Quote, I believe this kind of music is demonic. A lot of the beats of music today are taken from voodoo, from the voodoo drums." Unquote. The Life and Times of Little Richard. Well, I can go on about this, but I think you got the point. What is Christian music? Firstly, the words be true to the Bible. Second, the music must not sound like or remind people of the world. Third, the music must honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name above every name. And fourth, musicians must be so dedicated to the Lord that they'll do everything possible, including dress, music, style, not to attract attention to themselves or the world, but to magnify our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Spurgeon talks about the instruments also. He has a good presentation about Charles Spurgeon. I told some folks I'd talk about music tonight, and that's how Satan controls people with music. I talked a little bit about everything tonight on it. Feminism earlier today. I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow. Homosexuality. I'm going to talk about all of it as long as I can. You got to know with an intelligence estimate of the enemy. If you don't, you're going to be defeated. Also want to talk about tomorrow. Remind me. I want to talk about tomorrow. Is baptism necessary for salvation? That seems to be coming up quite a bit lately. You got the Church of Christ that's got some heretical knowledge about it. Or not knowledge, but heresy that's talked about that you have to be baptized. That's not true. You don't have to be. It's a matter of outward expression. It's obedience. It's not a condition of salvation. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Well, family, we come to the end of the program tonight, and it's already 9 o'clock. Got a little bit of a late start. It's kind of residual from the problem they were having. They got some kind of DNS attack or something. I don't know what they told me, but anyway, got it worked out. They answered very. These people are good, I'll tell you that. The ones in England, the wave panel, they're good, man. I sent an email, and they're already on it. And, wow. But anyway, family, you have a good night. Lord, we thank you tonight for Bible study. Father, to bring us together again. Settle our minds, Father, with your Holy Spirit. Give us rest and peace. But, Father, knowledge that we can share with others. Father, we ask you to spread the blood of Jesus around us and our family members. And we ask for the healing, Father. And, Lord, to guide us in the future as these times unfold. To give us the wisdom, discernment, to handle the divine appointments through your true word. This I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, tomorrow, it be Friday. And Friday, we'll just keep trucking. We'll keep going. Yeah, feminism tomorrow in more detail again. And homosexuality I'm going to cover. And about a perverse spirit and how to deal with it. And what was I going to cut? What else? I forgot. Anyway, I'll have to go back and look. And then Bible study tomorrow night. And 7:30 to 9, tomorrow 4 to 6. Let y'all know that we are played up in highpointradio.net by John Kirkler. And his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. And he is expanding his broadcasting. He's putting up more towers. He's going to need some help up there, you Yankees. How about that? Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. So look up John Kirkler and help him get along there at highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net. We're also played in Colorado with KBLU Radio, KBLU Radio, and Blue Raven Network. Let y'all know that my website is WatchmanForJesus.com. Gosh, WatchmanForJesus.com. Old habits hard to die sometimes, huh? And I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, and also my website. You can go there and it has archives. So family, y'all have a good night, and we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock, tomorrow night, 7:30. Just hit the ground running. Here we go. So God bless and good night. And this is Watchman for Jesus, signing off.
Shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. Watchman for Jesus signing off.